Listening Section 3. In a moment, you are going to hear an interview between Mr. Barry White, a radio interviewer, and Mrs. Carol Brady, a scientist working in the British fisheries industry. Before you listen, look at questions 24 to 31. Note the example done for you. As you listen to the conversation, answer questions 24 to 31. Our next guest is Carol Brady. Carol is a spokesperson with the British Fisheries Council. She's come here to chat with us about recent problems with the European Union and its effect on the fishing industry. How are you today, Carol?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking, Barry.
I must admit, something about our topic before we go on, Carol. I'm not too keen on fish, unless it comes with a side order of chips.
Well, don't worry about that, Barry. At least you are eating fish in your diet. After all, there are many benefits to your health if you include fish as one of your staples.
I wouldn't say I eat fish as often as that. It's just, well, you know, fish are so slimy.
Well, there are other reasons to eat fish other than its health benefit.
Oh, really? And what would they be?
Well, Britain is one of Europe's leading fishing nations. We operate in the continental waters, the North Sea, the Irish Sea, and the Atlantic. The fishing industry is important to the national economy and has been centered on a number of ports around the British coast.
Well, if it supports the economy, I suppose I should eat fish a bit more often.
That is a good idea, Barry. Because employment in and income from fishing have declined substantially in recent years.
Oh, really? And why is that?
Well, mainly this is due to the reduction in available fish stocks in European waters because of overfishing and fluctuations in fish breeding patterns. Many fishermen have become unemployed in traditional fishing towns such as Grimsby and the Scottish port have suffered. But the fishing industry still accounts for some 55% of Britain's fish consumption.
I feel so responsible. You know, tonight I'm going to fry some mackerel.
Really, Barry, you're so dramatic.
Well, I'm not joking. Currently, how many fishermen still find employment in the industry?
The number of fishermen is now about 17,000 with some 5,000 occasionally employed and about 3 jobs in associated occupations for every one fisherman.
I had no idea the industry was so large. Now, earlier in the program, I mentioned that currently, because of the EU, our fishing industry is in some trouble. Can you expand on this for our listeners?
Certainly, Barry. But the European Union is not the only institution causing these problems. The British government has also put some restrictions on the fishermen's ability to fish. The EU insists on the need to conserve fish resources and prevent overfishing. Zones have been established in which fishermen may operate.
And what happens inside these zones?
Now, EU countries and some non-members can fish in specified areas up to Britain's 10 kilometers fishing limit. Quota systems are enforced inside and beyond the zones in order to restrict fish catching to prescribed amounts. British government measures to limit the time fishing vessels spend at sea have further restrict employment. These EU and government policies have affected the fishermen's old freedom of choice and operation.
This problem sounds even more serious than the recent debate about waiting too long in line at the bank. What is being done about this problem?
Well, things have been improving. The conflicting interests of EU members and other nations have gradually been improved by fishing agreements.
Well, it's good to know that the situation is coming under control.
Actually, there are still a lot of problems. Critics argue that the British government have not acted in the best interests of their own national fisheries. Many fishermen are angry about the new policies. EU quotas and fishing zones and their resulting loss of livelihood.
Yes, but if there isn't fish conservation, these fishermen will not have jobs in the future anyway.
Yes, I'm afraid the problem is quite complicated.
On a lighter note, what kind of fish are British waters famous for?
The most important British fish catches are cod, haddock, whiting, herring, mackerel, plaice, sole, and various types of shellfish.
I've heard that the fish farming industry has been expanding here in the UK. Tell our listeners a little about this subject, if you would, please.
The fish farming business is a large and expanding business, particularly in Scotland, and in chiefly concerned with salmon, trout, and shellfish.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank our guest, Carol Brady, from the British Fisheries Council. Thank you, Carol.